What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we've got the best deal you're going to find basically anywhere. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. You will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers every single thing we have and cross every sport in daily fantasy, season-long fantasy football, and sports betting. You also get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We're talking NBA today. 3-game slate, not a lot to choose from, but a couple good bets.
Yeah, I mean, the 3-game slates are always, you got to be a little more selective. You're forced to be more selective, but generally, we get big time teams, and that is fun. We see some good matchups on these Tuesdays, and that's why we do this video on Tuesdays, not gonna lie. So I'm excited to get into it. It's been fun so far last couple weeks. You know the drill. You're gonna be leading us off, I have a feeling, because that's how you roll in the NBA. Are you going to props? You're going to sides?
I'm staying in the prop territory here. And the first thing that I did was immediately go to Odd Shopper, just see what I had, check the lay of the land. I took a look at the largest expected ROI prop on Odd Shopper right now. That is James Harden over 7.5 rebounds plus 113. So I immediately then go look at my projections. I have James Harden projected for 8.7 rebounds. So obviously I am more than happy to get him at plus money for a full rebound less than that. To me, it looks like a no-brainer. He's playing better as of late. I think he's slowly but surely playing himself into shape, maybe getting even a little bit healthier. That is just going to help him in terms of just doing things on the floor. Sometimes James Harden doesn't really love doing things on the court. Here's the really big piece, and I think this is the piece that carries the most weight for this particular bet. The Dallas Mavericks rank 26th in offensive rebounding percentage. That's not very good. That means there should be quite a few defensive rebounding opportunities to go around. You obviously accumulate most of your rebounds from the defensive end. So if the Mavs aren't all that great at pulling down offensive rebounds, and that's what happens when you play Dwight Powell as a center for 12 minutes, the other 36 minutes go to someone like Kristaps Porzingis, who isn't going to be doing as much on that on the board side there. Not a great offensive rebounder. I am all over James Harden. Plus money over 7.5 rebounds.
I don't think it's even close to a hot take to say that by the time this game tips, and you can check this later in the day, he will not be plus money for this number. He will be minus. This line is obviously going to move in your favor because the line is inefficient. And that's why we try to jump on these. That's why we like Odd Shopper, because it identifies those very simple edges that you can get. And over time, they add up quickly. I knew you were going to go to props. I could sense it. I'm going to go to the other side. I want to take an actual side, but I found myself more interested in a total going to the Lakers game. Lakers-Celtics, this total has come up a little, and now I think the time is to hit it. I'm going down, though. I'm going under 219. And A, that is the best number available via Odd Shopper. There's a lot of 218s out there, 218s and a half. I have a 219. So right off the bat, I've got a good number, and I'm pretty comfortable with that. Obviously, when you look at the Lakers, it doesn't make a ton of sense to think, oh, unders. But honestly, the more I dug in, the more I found myself saying, okay, it's more of a possessions and pace issue than anything else, in my opinion. They've been playing, they have the most possessions per game in the entire league. It is starting to slow. Everything that I see in terms of field goal percentage, defense, fouls per game, all things that could add up to points, they're not great. I'm not saying, oh, they're this juggernaut, but they're not awful either. There's a lot of middle of the pack numbers for a team like the Lakers. And then you look at the Boston side, it's kind of the same thing. Pretty standard, nothing really stood out either way. So I think that this is somewhat, I don't even want to say recency bias, but just a macro buy that the team like the Lakers is going to start to play better defense, that they're going to slow slightly, and these numbers have kind of hung. So if you're going to give me a 219 when there's, like I said, I'm getting a point better than most of the books, I'm going to jump on that. Hope we see a competitive game, maybe no stupid stuff down the end. Maybe it gets out of hand, we can slow that tempo. I go under even though it feels kind of gross.
I don't hate it. I think that the Lakers are going to slowly but surely play slower throughout the rest of this season. They're going to play more towards LeBron's strength than to Russell Westbrook's strength. LeBron does not want to get out and run any longer. That's not his bag. And I think that as we have to sort of transition that a bit, I think that the Lakers pretty naturally start to slow down. So I do like starting to lean towards unders because whatever pace they've been trying to play at doesn't appear to be working.
That's what I was, you know, in my 2 minute ramble, that's literally what I was trying to say, people. So yeah, summed it up nicely. It's true though. I really do think there's an edge that's developed because of what the Lakers tried to do, and now they're regressing positively in terms of pace. So that's where I'm at here.
Got another player prop for you, and we're in the same sort of realm. We're looking at a rebounding prop. This is the second largest expected ROI on Odd Shopper. Al Horford, over 6.5 rebounds, minus 120. I have Al Horford projected for 8.7 rebounds. That is 2.2 rebounds more than this line is at right now. Now, obviously, there's a little bit of juice on it, but nothing too crazy. Minus 120 is like super duper normal. So I am absolutely unloading on this. I wouldn't be surprised if this number goes up. Right now, the Lakers rank 21st in offensive rebounds, 26th in defensive rebounds. They have not been a good rebounding team either way. Horford's not the best offensive rebounder in the world. He kind of makes his medal on the defensive boards. I think that's going to be more than okay for him on a day like today. I'm shocked that this line exists. I would have expected 7.5 with like some pretty sizable juice on the under if it was going to go this way. It's so easy for Al Horford to get over the 6.5 mark. I'm just looking at his game logs right now. Not that I'm a game log chaser, but had 6 total rebounds in 34 minutes against the Jazz. So knocked on the door of a team that is a better rebounding team. He had 8 recently, 11, 11, 11. These are in some of the most recent games that he's played. It's not that he's just slightly going over this mark. He's blowing it out of the water. 6.5 is insane. The only way that Al Horford should have a line at 6.5 is if he's playing less minutes than he's been playing, and he's not doing that. So 30 minutes of Al Horford, 6.5 rebounds, minus 120. Get that line now. It's not going to exist later.
Saw that one. I almost took it myself, honestly. It's a situation. Even before we were talking, I asked you, how many minutes did you have projected for Al Horford? And that was why, because it seems like if he's going to get 30 minutes, this line is just not right. Against a team like the Lakers, nothing, no red flags in terms of something on the boards there. So, again, Odd Shopper is not rocket science what you did there. You went there, you saw some of the best values, you backtested it, it looks good. It checks that now you secure the value, because later in the day, there's no way that Al Horford is going to be minus 120 for over 6.5 rebounds. That's just simply not going to happen.
Agreed. And that's the key to it all. It's not even so much that I think this line moves. I don't understand how it could go the other way and go against me. That's like the really key piece. The worst case scenario here is that I think that I got a good number and my projections are over it. But like, there's no chance that this becomes over 6.5, like plus money. Like, no. It is never going to go the opposite direction, barring news that we could not foresee right now. So that's why I love getting to it, because I can't foresee a situation where Al Horford ends up being more likely to get under 6.5 rebounds.
Yeah. And again, with the news thing, a lot of people, just to speak to that, for every time that burns you, and believe me, it has burned me many times. There's also situations where someone is ruled out and now Al Horford is projected for even more rebounds. Yeah. And you've locked in extreme value. So over the course of a season, unknown news that's not predictable, you get good bounces, you get bad bounces, and it washes out.
Or you're one of us and you only get bad bounces.
Or you're me and there's only bad Embiid overtime last night. Yeah, it's just fantastic. But in theory, you should get an equal amount of good or bad bounces.
Anything else you got for us here?
No, I mean, listen, ball night, obviously Tuesdays, fantastic NBA night. Stay tuned for more NBA here on the Awesome Oz channel. If you like what you're seeing, hit that subscribe button. We are growing this channel. We're going to have some really fun new features with Odd Shopper. Go check that out. Yeah. Totally free. Great, great time over there.
That'll do it, everybody. Thank you for watching The Breakfast Menu, served up by BetMGM.